Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Joe Kuzma and Brian E. Roach.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Joe Kuzma. Joining me by my side, my good colleague and friend and pal and buddy. And did we just become best friends? No, you don't like that movie anyways. We won, Mr. Brian E. Roach. What's going on? Okay, man, if this was Wayne's World, I'd be yelling extreme close-up, but I don't want to blow out anyone's ears if they're listening to this on, like, some AirPods or something like that. And
I needed a slight camera adjustment because, you know, because I needed to adjust my camera.
And see, he was he convinced me at the before. We were just a few minutes to go. I didn't even start recording, and he's like, I'm gonna sing on this podcast. And I'm like, please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
Too late. It's done.
Got more important things. We had to wait forever. I'm still not sure we have a full injury report. We got the Steelers, at least. We got 2 days worth. They're a day behind because, well, not because we're a day behind, because the schedule. It's Monday Night Football. They're on Monday Night Football twice this year, which is crazy to me. So the first of this set will be against the 3-5 Chicago Bears, coming to visit Heinz Field against a where am I at here? 4-4 Pittsburgh Steelers, 4-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. I gotta get the Browns off my brain. Let me get that just out of the way right now, Brian. Who was right about Odell Beckham Jr.? And who does not want him in Pittsburgh?
Oh, my God. Please. Look, folks, friends, Romans, countrymen, no. Just no. Don't make me use potty language. No.
Oh, my goodness. There's some people that – and I understand they're trying to make it more attractive for him. That I'm assuming – they were already looking for a trade partner before this trade deadline came and went. And did we talk about that, Melvin Ingram? We were talking about it, I think, maybe before. Did it already happen? I don't remember. He's gone. Replaceable, I think, in terms of production. I still think he was a quality player. I don't know what he's going to do in Kansas City. I'm not quite sure if he's legitimately injured or they just shut him down with a groin injury. But he's out of town. We'll see what he does with Kansas City. Might see him later in the year if he's healthy and playing for them the day after Christmas when the Steelers travel to Arrowhead. But before they do that, before anything else, no Odell Beckham. I remember I took a lot of heat on this show, as you did. And I actually heard this on NFL Network just today, Brian, or maybe it was yesterday. But somebody said that he was famous off of the one catch. And I was like, whoa, are they listening to you? Was that grabbed somewhere else? Like, I compared Baker Mayfield 2 seasons ago, back when Freddie Kitchens was still coaching in Cleveland, and I said he's like Eli Manning, and he put up a very Eli Manning-esque year. Now, he hasn't been quite – he hasn't been great, but he hasn't been Eli giving the ball away, turnovers, you know, made every morning for breakfast. but the whole Odell thing, it's like every time somebody's available, and I've seen it, it's like, let's link him to the Steelers. And I'm kind of like, this is not just your regular rigmarole on Twitter or Instagram or, you know, wherever the fans may be. This was like ESPN, NFL Live or whatever, and they had like a graphic and they were talking about the teams who had cap space or teams with their waiver wire priorities and stuff. And somehow I know that the Steelers are like 21 or 24 or something in that list. And I'm just like, don't put them up there. You think they want some more knuckleheads? They got rid of Antonio Brown. But, you know, they don't need any more knuckleheads. But I just chuckle at how the cause and effect of the one catch, 6 yards, being outplayed by Benny Snell football, just the dominoes falling now in Cleveland. And I'm here for it, trust me. I'm bottling up the tears and everything else. But I don't know if Charles, I want to call him Charles the Troll, but he's not really a troll. He's been fun. He's been fair, I think. But our resident Cleveland Browns fan and all the other people that are my family and friends, I told them that that was going to be a bad trade, and everybody's like, oh, you're scarred, you know, that we have Jarvis Landry and we have this and Baker Mayfield, and now look where it's at. Actually, most of the people now are off the OBJ bandwagon and are like, now they're Super Bowl bound because he's not on the field. So, I mean, it's funny to see a quick turn of events. Of course, I'll never admit when I am actually wrong. I just want to give myself a little high five here when I'm right.
Well, yeah, here you go. Look, it's just boom. Because, yes. You know, we were both right on this one. I you know, Mr. Overrated Beckham Jr. is fine. You know, I'm sorry. It just is. It just is. It's nice to know that the folks out in the world who get paid a lot of money to make observations are listening to me so that they can steal my observations and use them as their own. I'm honored. I really am. Thank you.
Mr. Burns would on The Simpsons would say, excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent, Smithers.
Excellent.
What was that young man's name again? Anyways, well, we do have an actual game to talk about. And I'm not sure how to take this because now everyone is turned around on the Steelers as well. You got a lot of things going on for money. You got Monday Night Football. Okay. It's a home game. It's color rush game. It's veterans, you know, is it actually Veterans Day? Is that observed or is it just because the Steelers, I know they do it over like 2 weeks or so. The NFL does. So everybody gets a home game with like the camo stuff. Veterans Day is on the 11th. So I guess the 8th is close enough. And you've got all these different occasions that are happening Monday night in the Berg. What most people are hoping or I think looking forward to or expecting is that the Steelers handle business with the Bears and handle business with the Detroit Lions. And all of a sudden, they're in the thick of this mix at 6-3. I believe Ravens on a bye week this week, I believe. No Ravens. Bengals and Browns have each other in Cincinnati. Their Bengals are 5-3. Browns are 4-4. So maybe we get a little more of that internal AFC.
Wait, weren't the Ravens on bye week last week?
Were they on bye week? Oh, yeah. They got the Vikings this week. That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Coming off.
I feel better now.
Yeah, okay.
It's so confusing to me. Don't do that.
5-2. Baltimore Ravens. Well, I'm trying to figure all this out. I'm going to be really screwed up when we get to the end of the year on the 17 games now. You get an extra one, so I can't be like 8-8 or whatever, you know, trying to figure it all in my head. But I don't know. I don't know what I think of the Vikings. The Vikings are a very bipolar football team. They're going to Baltimore, so we'll see. But more or less, Steelers, they could take care of some business here and gain some more ground, perhaps, mayhaps. And they'll know this by the time they go to play Monday night. And hopefully, a lot of people are like, well, Mike Tomlin plays down, just like inferior opponents. I'm trying to figure out if the Bears are actually inferior or not. And I don't know, should we flip a coin on, do we cover Steelers offense or Steelers defense first?
I don't care. Let's you got what number offense. Are you wearing? 55?
Yeah, I got Devin Bush.
You got Devin Bush on? Then let's go defense.
Oh, let's go defense. That sounds good. Defense it is, my friend. So defense, let's talk about the Bears offense then. See how that works?
Okay.
Yeah. One of our guys that we watched for a while, Justin Fields from the Ohio State University, they were giving Chris Carter a whole bunch of, you know, razzmatazz. I'm pulling out some old timey words today because I have my mom around. I had my mom around last week visiting, and happy 75th to her. Just celebrated 75th birthday, man. It's pretty
nice.
pretty big deal there. I'm like, you're getting up there, mom. She uses all those old timey words, and that's where I get yins and all that stuff from too. She still talks that way. Yin's doing this. Yin's doing that.
When we get to the 2%er section of this show,
we already there.
Well, we might be. That's a possibility. When we really get to the 2%ers, remind me about yins. I have something to say about yins, but I don't want to do it.
Okay, we'll say it about the yins and the yinzers and everything else later on. I'm gonna go out on a. I don't know if this is really on a ledge, but I'm gonna say that the Bears offense is going to have some difficulties Monday night. And I don't think that their offensive line is very good. I know that David Montgomery is practicing, but if I had to guess, the Bears have a bye week after this game. They're probably going to – he's starting to practice, but my guess is they shut him down for another week or two, activate him through the bye and have him ready, healthy, with an extra week to kind of prepare – a couple weeks to prepare. So that means you're going to see Damian Williams, who maybe – doesn't really do a whole lot. Mostly it's going to be Khalil Herbert, who I believe last week against San Francisco lost it here. I had it up. The Bears lost to San Francisco at home, 33-22. One of their better, I think, offensive outputs through the year. You want to talk about maybe kind of bipolar. This team also struggles to maybe put up 20 points per game, and that's because at first they started with Andy Dalton. Now they have Justin Fields. Justin Fields led the team in rushing, 10 attempts, 103 yards last week. Some of that, the game wasn't as close as 33-22 actually suggests. The 49ers had firm control of this game for most of it. And I want to believe here the Bears, yeah, 49ers scored three times here in the fourth quarter. They put some good distance. I mean, it was close. You get to the fourth quarter, then it was 23-16, 23-22, then 30-22, 33-22. Pretty much all control of the 49ers for this second half of the fourth quarter. But Justin Fields led everyone on his team, 103 yards. Khalil Herbert had 72. I tend to think that the Steelers are better team against the run. The Bears, I want to say, are they? No, they're not dead last. Well, they're almost dead last in points. Are they dead last in pass? Yes, they are. Passing yards per game. So they're dead last in offense when it comes to the pass. They don't put up a whole lot of points, 15.4. Steelers are kind of close there too, at 26th in the league with 18.9. But even the Steelers run game, the Steelers run game is 28th, but we've seen Najee Harris, now the October AFC Rookie of the Month. I think he's turned some heads. I think the Steelers offensive line, we'll get to the offense later, but just talking about the Bears, I don't see what they're going to do against the Steelers defense that's 13th against the pass, 12th against the run, and will likely be even better at both of those metrics because most of their opponents have been of better quality through this first eight games of the season. However, it's kind of interesting, Brian, I'm not sure if you noticed this, but some of the common opponents that these two teams share, since they both play each other division-wise, the Bears beat the Bengals 20-17 at home in week two. They lost to the Browns 26-6. They beat the Lions. Then they beat the Raiders in Las Vegas 20-9, lost to the Packers, got walloped by Tampa Bay, and then fell apart at the tail end of the fourth quarter against the San Francisco 49ers at home last week. So now they travel to Heinz Field. And Matt Nagy, their head coach, was in COVID protocol, so he'll be back as well for this one where he's been missing. I'm just trying to find maybe some bright spots. Mike Tomlin spoke about Darnell Mooney and getting kind of familiarized himself with it. This young man's been one of the bright spots where Allen Robinson, who should be a huge major threat offensively for the Bears, has not. They have more tight ends than the Baltimore Ravens with Cole Kmet, Jimmy Graham coming back as well. Jesse James, you may have heard of him. And they got a bunch of other guys, too, that are on this depth chart. So this offense doesn't scare me. The only thing that could happen here is that Justin Fields starts to run loose, or maybe he starts to connect more with these receivers, which hasn't happened all season. I almost feel like the Steelers can stay in pretty much a base or the nickel D, and with my guy here, Devin Bush, and just shut this whole show down.
This game is going to, in my view, it's going to depend a lot on lane integrity, right? Mm-hmm. If they can keep the pocket clean, like keep their rush lanes consistent, and they don't let gaps open up, if they can keep Justin Fields in the pocket and not let him get out, right? If they just maintain their rush correctly, then I don't think the Bears can do much of anything. They should know how to do this, right? It's not like they don't play Lamar Jackson twice a year or three times a year sometimes. So it shouldn't be like, oh, this weird mobile quarterback who's going to run a lot, all of a sudden, oh my goodness gracious, we should, we don't know what to do. They should be able to handle this. Every time I say that, though, some crazy quarterback runs all over them. So I think it really shouldn't be that tough. this should be a game that shouldn't be that close, shouldn't be that hard fought. As with every game they play, right? If they can get a couple turnovers, if TJ Watt can get his hands on Justin Fields is a growing young quarterback that may or may not have a future. I mean, you know, you never know with an Ohio State quarterback. That's true. Too well in the pros.
You never know with a Bears quarterback.
Also a good point. But you know, he is more of the he's got more in common with the new breed of quarterback than a lot of Ohio State quarterbacks have had. So I don't know. We'll see. The big fear is that he doesn't have a coming into his own type of game where it just all starts to click. Because it's not that the Bears don't have weapons. It's not that the Bears don't have some potential. They just haven't put it all together. And, you know, hopefully they won't Monday night. That's what am I going to say? I feel like Cam Hayward should be Cam Hayward. Grown-ass man should dominate that side of the ball. He should be giving them fits. T.J. Watt should be T.J. Watt. I think Alex Highsmith should have a very nice game. I'd like to see Taco Charlton contribute and have a nice game. Chris Wormley, I think, can have a nice game. That front seven can have a very good game. And if they can keep linebackers clean, Devin Bush and Joe Schobert, if they can keep them clean, then the Bears aren't going to run. And if they can't run, we already know they can't really throw yet, what are they going to do? It looks like clearly there's a lopsided favorite to the Steelers defense here, an edge on that side. And of course, because, you know, stuff like that makes me nervous. That makes me nervous.
Well, here's where I'm trying to find. And when I was looking up this game against Cleveland Browns, now, mind you, week 3, Justin Fields, first time ever starter, rookie in the NFL. He was sacked a bajillion times. This is the reason why Pro Football Focus put Myles Garrett ahead of T.J. Watt on their all-pro team right now. But they did have our grown-ass man Cam Hayward paired up with Aaron Donald on their, you know, mid-season all-pro whatever that they put out. Oh, let's see. 9 times. So of the 26 times.
Nine times.
Yes,
nine.
I'm not speaking German. This is a numeral.
A different quote. You're missing my quote.
I might be.
9 times.
9 times. Okay.
9.
I get it, buddy. Are you broken?
How many times was he absent? 9 times.
That's not
Bueller. Bueller.
But I was. You had me thinking of it. Now I just lost it. I was thinking of Fast Times. That's where my mind originally went.
Oh. Well, no.
Hey, bud.
Let's party, dude.
So 9 times we just sacked, 26 times throughout this duration of the NFL season so far. Last week, he went down 4 times to the 49ers defense. I just think twice to Nick Bosa and once to one of our old buddies there, Samson Ebukam. So pretty cool stuff, man. I mean,
young man's had a nice career so far.
Yeah, he really has.
I'm happy for him.
Same teammates with Cooper Kupp, for those who didn't know. My FCS dudes I root for, even though they're not on the Steelers. I would have liked to have had them. But regardless, it's very difficult for me to see a situation where the Bears can be successful against the Steelers defense. If it happens, it's got to happen early. It's going to have to happen, you know, when they have that whole game script thing going. They've seen something on film. They might put together one decent drive, but if it falls apart right there, this could be a very low scoring game. Their high for the year was 24 against Detroit, I think. Let me see. Yeah, 24 against the Lions. They did get, like I said, 22 with the 49ers, but they've given up 38 and 33 the last two games, 24 with the Packers over their last three. They've lost all three of those games in a row. I just think now that we're out of September football, I think the Steelers are figuring it out, and I think some of the teams that weren't figured out are being figured out, and I think the Bears are one of those teams. Let's take a look over I'm going to take a look at the DraftKings Sportsbook, Brian, and see what the bookies think on this game.
Why? How interesting.
Well, the first one that I got up on my screen, I've got the AFC North games. The Minnesota Vikings are getting 6 points at Baltimore, so that kind of gives you an idea where they think that is. And, of course, the Cleveland Browns are getting 2.5. They're on the road at Cincinnati, so Cincinnati favored at home 2.5, but just shy of a field goal there. So they're anticipating an over and under of 47 points in this game. It very well could be a blowout. Over and under 50 with the Vikings and Ravens, and I have no idea what to think of that when it comes to that score. That could be lopsided. We saw a very tight game with the Vikings and Browns earlier in the year, but if we're going to take a look at Monday night right now, the line as we are recording this is 6 points over to the Chicago Bears. Steelers favored by 6 at home. Over and under 39.
That's the question I was going to ask. What's the over-under?
Yeah, it's the sucker bet of two teams that have difficulty scoring 20 points in a game.
I actually think I'd take the over on this one.
Yeah, I think I might as well. So if you're thinking the same, NFL fans, you hungry for a big win this week? Well, the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dicker.
Wait,
you screwed me up. Free winner, winner, money. Chicken dinner.
More free money? Free yes. money? That's more free money.
Well, free $200 in free bets, so that means you get some house money, Brian, and then you get to make more bets, and we'll
but
talk about
win,
that.
If you win on your $200 of free bets, that's free money.
Yes, it's that simple, my friend. DraftKings free Sportsbook. Money. Customers can also get skin in the game with new same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. These things get absolutely crazy. Follow our buddy at ZE Flash Zacadonia on Twitter if you want to see some crazy betting. Dude picks up a six-pack, and then he just goes to town on this stuff. But This is good even for Flash here, because DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code SteelCity. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and you can win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win. Promo code SteelCity this weekend at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Brian, you must be 21 or older. This is Pennsylvania only. Sorry, my friend. New customers only. Restrictions apply. This is in partnership with the Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, please do call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, whew, I know. It's a mouthful. It's a mouthful.
You really get annoyed when I mess you up while you're doing it.
Well, it's because I said like chicken. I'd like combine the two words in the middle of that. Trust me, it could be worse. So, anyways, let's see what we got. We got one more. I'm going to put on here with the parlays, and this is Justin Fields and Najee Harris over 124.5 combined rushing yards. That's very intriguing.
I'd go over.
Plus 125 if you're going yes on that for the parlay.
I'd go over on that. Well, this will relay us right into the offensive side of the ball.
That's what I said.
I think Najee Harris, what's the term? That's not just a hat rack,
not
my friend.
Not just a hat rack. Nope.
But I think Najee could have a nice game. And if Najee's over 100, I don't think it – at some point, Justin Fields will rip off a couple runs, right? Mm-hmm. Regardless. I mean, he's a slippery guy. He's going to get free. The question is, you know, as long as he doesn't go wild all the time, eventually they'll get him. But I'll give Justin Fields 25 yards and Najee 100. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and it's kind of segues because there's a lot of injuries here, more or less on the Steelers. I won't say a lot of injuries. This isn't quite like the list it was going into Cleveland. But offensively, Ben's been limited. I think it's just they added something to this, Brian. It's now pectoral/hip/right shoulder.
Yes, I saw that.
I can't take this anymore.
Here, this is what they just need to put. Everything hurts. I'm old.
I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there. Let's see. Eric Ebron was limited after not practicing Thursday. Everyone else was limited Thursday. It's on this list, and we have been limited again. Chris Boswell, full practice, concussion protocol. Yeah, we knew that was coming for the most part. BJ Finney, though, goes down to DNP, back injury. We haven't seen a lot of Finney, so that might not be too detrimental to the team's
success. It's only
here.
A problem if it's a problem.
Correct. Cam Hayward was on here limited with an ankle, but he is back to full practice on Friday. We take a look at the Bears. Let's see. We only have the Thursday stuff, but Eddie Jackson, a hamstring, one of their star safeties here. Khalil Mack might get shut down is some things I'm hearing about that with his foot. He's been playing with it, but with the bye, I even heard injured reserve. Perhaps was something that I may have heard uttered somewhere. So don't take my word for it. He's not on any injured reserve list as of this moment. And of course, David Montgomery is still on there. So he's practicing, but he has not been activated yet. Alec Ogletree, linebacker, DMP. Damian Williams with the knee, DMP. But like I said, Khalil Herbert carried and shouldered most of the load at against San Francisco, not at San Francisco. So taking a look at this, Khalil Mack's a difference maker, obviously, if he plays or doesn't.
If he's healthy.
Yes, and healthy. But they have Akeem Hicks. They have Eddie Goldman, Bilal Nichols. Those guys up front can definitely get it done as well. Alec Ogletree, Roquan Smith, Robert Quinn.
There
so front
That's
seven.
The one. I knew there was a linebacker I liked there.
Roquan Smith, another former Buckeye. Don't show your homerism. Hey, dude. College football playoff. Everybody out there, hey, listen, this is to everyone out there. It's just that's not an Alabama fan. I know you're PO'd. Just kind of ridiculous. The rest, you may get to see some Artie Burns out there. You might get to see some Artie Burns. He's still on this list, but he's not a starter. He's not a starter. Jalen Johnson, Kendall Wilder. Then you have Deshaun Gibson and Eddie Jackson as your safeties. I think exactly what you said, even with the guys that I like here, like Eddie Goldman and Akeem Hicks, if Mack's out of this equation entirely too, this is going to be some tough sledding. This could totally be a Najee game where he gets 100 yards on the ground. And I'm here for it. It's kind of where I'm shooting my shot. He's already been very much heavily involved in the Steelers offense, and he seems to be just getting better as each game goes by. I see this very similar to how we looked at the Denver Broncos. I actually think the Denver Broncos are a more quality team, so it very much surprised me that the Steelers struggle Monday night offensively. I think they continue to compound on the momentum that they've built. I think Najee continues to look like a star. I think we yell "Muth" a lot more often.
Yes.
And I think one of the two, Deontay Johnson or Chase Claypool, really takes the step forward. I don't think there's enough to go around because I don't think that Ben's going to have to throw the ball 40 times in this game. So we'll see what ends up happening.
I require Chase Claypool to have a damn game. Okay. I need that to happen. Because if I was all in, I don't go all in on offensive players. I just don't do it. And I was all in last year on Chase Claypool before Chase Claypool became Chase Claypool last year. I was all in on Chase Claypool. You're going to make me never, ever, ever go all in on an offensive player again. If you do not have a damn game pretty soon, it's pissing me off, actually.
Well, he's second in receiving. He's got 403 yards. Now, we're through eight games.
I want a game. I need a game from this young man.
But he's only got the one touchdown.
Consistency. Like, not a, okay, I'm making some grabs and I'm doing some nice things. I need him to dominate one game. I don't care. Doesn't have to do it every week. But I need to see Chase Claypool the way Chase Claypool was last year.
Hey, I'm with you. It feels like he's not there. It's 26 receptions, 403 yards. So the plays he's made have been big plays. He does the little point first down and kind of goes on his merry way. What the more surprising thing, I think, is that Najee Harris is three receptions, three catches here, shy of leading the Steelers in receiving. And we were talking about like the Lev Bell factor and the running back receiver factor. And it's here, 273 yards. He has two touchdowns receiving, another three rushing, 479 yards on the ground. That extra game going 17, he'll probably eclipse 1,000 if he maintains the pace that he's already on. I know it was a slow start, but I'm predicting some big games from all the usual suspects. We'll see if James Washington or Eric Ebron shows up anywhere statistically. Do I think the Steelers put up many more points than 20, though, Brian? They're not going to get to 30. I would be very much surprised if they completely stomped the mud hole in the Bears. But what I could see is a building block. Let's say they get to like 24, 26, and then the following week, maybe they get up to that 30. And it's not going to be a regular occurrence, but you saw what happened with Cleveland. You hold them to 10 points. I think they could do the same thing or worse to the Bears, maybe only hold them to some field goals, maybe something leaks, something like that. But the only way they're going to be in big-time trouble is if Big Ben makes some mistakes. And Big Ben has not been making mistakes recently. When's the last time he's thrown an interception? Yeah, knocking. I don't want to do it because I'm going to knock the camera and everything else down, but yeah. That's made of wood.
Yeah, you're right.
Hollow, at least. But he hasn't thrown a pick since that Green Bay game. And he had four in those three games between the Raiders, the Bengals, and the Packers. Should it be any surprise that Ben throwing those, Steelers losing the turnover battle there and not creating the splash on defense has been the crux of this season, because all the other games where Ben does not throw an interception, victory, W in that win column. That helps. The defense is stout enough to make this work. So sound decision making on, I guess, the old man's part. I hate saying that. He's still younger than me. So not by much. Not by much. We're in that same age bracket. So I don't know. I'm not sure what else maybe we've got to cover on this. Special teams shouldn't be any concern because Chris Boswell will be back. We just got to make sure that the Steelers protect the football. That's always going to be a key of the game, no matter what game you're looking at. And hopefully Chris Boswell doesn't get knocked out by halftime and you have him for the full game so you can add some more points to the scoreboard, not have
that'd
to go
nice.
To leave some things
I'd
there.
I'd be happy with that.
Yes. So I guess if we're looking at predictions, Najee Harris, definitely, I think. And I also think TJ definitely going to get a sack or two on here, and I wouldn't be surprised if Alex Highsmith continues to do what he's doing. He'll probably have an uptick in more playing time without Ingram there. Taco, I think we talked about Taco and Tuska. I think they've shown enough, at least as depth or rotational pieces, that made Ingram expendable. There's some craziness out there, too. People are like, oh, the GM, he's so dumb. Sign this guy, and all he gets, what, a fifth or sixth round draft pick or whatever. And it's like, lucky you even got that. Like, the team's giving away a day three draft pick for a guy they're only going to have for half a year because he was on a one-year contract, signed 2 days before training camp. And that's because you're lucky you had him here for training camp, at least, because you had a veteran working in while T.J. Watt wasn't there. So
let me ask all those folks who are yelling about that, how do you feel about the guy who signed overrated Beckham and didn't get anything for it?
Oof. Man, yeah, I don't know.
He's going to keep calling him that. He's because the hell with it.
Yeah, I could say that about a few other players too, but I don't want to belabor it. I'm not going to go there. It would just be interesting. It would have been an interesting game if Andy Dalton played, because then you know he would have been crapping his pants.
Yeah,
for sure.
We could have seen him throw the ball away on fourth down again.
and nobody is. Are you giving back an Andy Dalton football the same way that guy gave back the Tom Brady one when Mike Evans gave it away like a bonehead for the 600th TD? Well, Tom Brady gave the fan a Bitcoin. I'm like, hey, you know, that's great. You're not going to get that for an Andy Dalton football.
No, you might have to pay some, but
it would rhyme with bit and still be a coin. Brian,
that's smelly money.
You had something to say about yins.
Oh, I did. I did have something to say about yins. So, you know, I'm going to be there. Buddy.
Yes, I do. I might be there too, by the way. I'm going to have to let you know. It's going to be TBD.
Okay. I'm going to be there and I'm going to be hanging out at the Yinzer Mob tailgate.
Ooh, interesting.
So I just thought I would mention that. So that was when you said Yins, it made me think about that, that I'm going to be with the Yinzer mob.
Well, that's very cool. And you know what? They're right around the corner from where I usually park. I'll have to give you my parking tip because they're right up on the...
I'm not parking there. I'm parking downtown and walking.
You could do that. It doesn't matter.
I do that every time. That's what I do. I like that.
I hate being in the garages, though. I won't do the garage. I got to be in the surface lot. I hate being tied up in the garage.
I like being in the garage.
No, and then I sit there for like an hour trying to get out of the garage.
Yeah, I don't. I sit in the car and I go to take a little nap. And then when I wake up, it's time to leave.
Right. It's 5 a.m. and they're knocking on your window. Hey, you got to get out of here, buddy. You got to get out of here. You don't have a permit.
Can't sleep in the car, fella.
The poor parking attendant that's like, please, please don't be a psychopath or a drug abuser or something of that nature. Just be a normal old guy. Just fell asleep in the car, please. So,
all right. So, you know, the other piece of this is these helmets, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we do have to come up with an idea. I still like my favorite idea so far is still the Pittsburgh Food Bank thing, but I don't know what to do about it yet. And so if somebody has some suggestions about how we can coordinate that, maybe somebody who works at the Pittsburgh Food Bank actually listens to us. Maybe. I don't know. There's at least two or three people that listen to us. So, yes. You know, if you know somebody at the Pittsburgh Food Bank, tell them I got two helmets I'm willing to give away to help them. They just got to contact us and let us know because we will happily do that. I love that idea. We'll figure it.
Yeah, something of that nature. We will figure that out. So we're still soliciting some ideas. I have been so busy, Brian, I haven't had any time to think about anything, and I had to redo all my desk.
I poop on your busyness. Here, so. That's how busy I am. I poop on your busyness.
Yeah, thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks a lot. Well, we'll see. If I see you Monday, there's another group that I might end up tailgating with. But I might just come check you guys out, check out the Yinzer Mob guys. I've never – there's one that sits just a few rows down from me. And I wish I could remember the name. He has like a custom jersey. They do like striped jersey or whatever he does. You know what I mean? Those guys, they're all – part of these fan groups and stuff like that. They all go kind of crazy and hey, that's cool. Me, I go mosh pitting with Miles who sits next to me. Miles, I know you're not listening, so it doesn't matter, but he gets very intense in a game. And it's just like, sometimes I'm just like, I feel like I've been to a rock and roll, one of these mosh pits, the death metal or whatever, but it gets to be fun. So, and every now and then, you know what? I punch him right back and it probably hurts because then we're mad about the referees. Last tidbit note for the two percenters who are still hanging around. We have drawn, the Pittsburgh Steelers, because, you know, I'm part owner, drew Tony Corrente as the referee for this game. So for those of you watching at home and the rest of you with the pleasure of being in the stadium, as soon as this guy starts to get in a huddle with the referees, that's going to be a commercial break and a bathroom break for all of you in the stadium. So make your way over to the men's or the ladies' room because it takes an hour for him or Cleet Blakeman to make a decision, and it'll be the most convoluted, head-scratching stuff that you are probably going to see. And if nothing ends up happening and I am wrong, it's just by sheer luck that the game went pretty clean without anything else happening that he could possibly screw up for the Steelers. He's the Jesse Codet referee, and Jesse's going to be in this game. So I wonder if there'll be a repeat that actually benefits the Steelers since Jesse's with the Bears.
I hate the referees. I hate them. I hate them so much.
Hate's a very strong word. I very much so dislike them.
As human beings, I'm sure they're wonderful people. As referees, I hate them. I hate them. I hate them all. I hate them.
Brian, what happens when you take your little nap, you get up, you start to drive, you see a guy that's stuck on the side of the road, you decide to let him in, and it ends up being Tony Corrente. Do you kick him back out like 2 miles down? So what did you see
I can't answer that question.
Monday?
Yes. No, that would be Tuesday. What did you see on the morning of Tuesday when this referee was hitchhiking?
I meant you were going to interrogate him about some calls.
Oh, no. I'm not going to. No. As human beings, I would cordially say, Mr. Corrente, what is it you needed a ride for? First, what has put you in this horrible circumstance where you're requiring a ride?
slashed his tires. That's what happened. Somebody found him, one of the Inzers. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. My name is Joe, and his name is Brian. And, Brian, thanks for hopping on here once again. We had to wait. We have the Monday. It screws everything up. So everyone's probably going to watch this at some other point, probably Monday morning, which will be a great time to catch up on all the news and notes and everything else and see how right or wrong that we are. And everyone's going to be on Odell watch. And we'll see where he ends up landing. There was a guy who named four NFL teams in a Facebook post. And I was just being a smartass, quite frankly. And he named four teams. And he's like, you heard it here first. Don't forget. Okay. I added another 14 teams to the list. I was like, L.A., Las Vegas. Like,
30, how many teams are in the league?
32. Yes.
I named 31 teams. Anybody but Pittsburgh.
And Cleveland. So you could name like 30 of them.
Yeah, that's true. 30
he's not going to go back
anybody
to Cleveland.
But Pittsburgh and Cleveland. That's where he ends up. You heard it here first.
I almost put the Giants on the list, but I didn't. I named like everybody that he didn't. And it was just like, you heard it here first. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. Just like if you named like one team and you got that as a bullseye, maybe two, but you start to name like four or five teams in a post, you heard it here first, like very affirmative, like your Ian Rappaport, the NFL insider or whatever. That's just I was cracking up inside. And then there are people that are liking my comment like, oh, man, this guy, these two, they really know their stuff. Like, it's just like I'm just being a troll at this point because I like to entertain myself sometimes. So
before we sign off, I'm going to do something to show you exactly how conflicted my wardrobe is today. Because you can see I've got the Steelers hat on.
Well, I can't clearly see it, but now I can.
Well, okay. Clearly see. Go. I have my dirty old Steelers hiking cap. You can tell it's got the fraying on the
edge. I thought you replaced that with the Carhartt one. But
well, I did for like use, but this is my hiking hat. So I went out walking. So, you know, I got my Ohio State shirt on. And I got the Steelers.
Yeah,
I know, you were really nervous. You
I was because you're shaking something below the belt line at the camera. That usually only happens
on
OnlyFans.
Steelers camouflage pants on. So I am a mess of wardrobe right now.
That's very good. I am not, and I'm not going to stand up and whack the microphone in the when. Boy, talking about mine in the gutter and everything else. So, anyways, folks, my name's Joe. His name's Brian. Until next time, we encourage everyone out there to be safe, be good, and we'll catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.